I am Samina and I am an RX Radio young reporter. Chatting today with me is Marlene Leroux, the CEO of Artscape Theatre in Cape Town. Marlene is also the co-founder of the Women's Achievement Network for Disability and is a tireless advocate for the rights of the disabled and the youth. Striking with polio when she was 3 months old, Marlene has found freedom on the stage, captivating audiences with her pitch-perfect voice. She will be talking to us today about the Artscape, how they have been affected by the pandemic, and what their future plans are. Welcome to Artis Radio, Marlene.
Good day, listeners of Radio X. I'm extremely privileged to be talking to Tamina. I'm Marlene Leroux and I'm from the Artscape Theatre Centre. I'm a proud woman with a disability. That is why children with disabilities are very important. As a child, I can still remember my mother from Wellington, because I'm from Wellington, a rural town, a little bit, so 2 hours from Cape Town. And she used to take 4 trains so that I can visit the Children's Hospital, Red Cross section.
What effect did the pandemic have on the Artscape and how did you overcome this?
COVID-19, the pandemic was very hard on us. We needed to close, but we looked at these constraints and we said to ourselves, we need to support artists and we need to support the industry. So we were open the entire time since now, and we focused on streaming and radio productions, because as a cultural institution, it was very important that we kept the theatre alive and especially the arts relevant during this particular pandemic.
What safety measures are in place at the Artscape to help stop the spread of the coronavirus?
We as an institution, we looked at the safety measures for the artists that came to the theatre, for the building in particular, for the safety of the directors, people that needed to come to the office. So we wrote the regulations for COVID-19 that was specified for specifically for the theatre as well. So it was sanitation, it was checking your temperature, and most of all, it was also to embark on to see that everybody must wear a mask. And most of all, it was to give education to people that visited the complex to tell them that these are the safety regulations. And it was important that people need to know that this is a safe space that you coming to do your rehearsals. So I can feel so comfortable by saying, over this past months, amidst the pandemic, Artscape was busy. So I would like to urge the listeners that they must go to Artscape, www.artscape.co.za, or go to our YouTube channel to see what type of productions we were busy streaming for the broader South Africa and also internationally.
I'm also interested in hearing about what other organizations do with children. Can you tell us a bit about the projects that Artscape has with children?
Artscape is very much orientated to look that children must come to the theatre. Children are our future, but it's important that children needs to come and play a role in how do we need to program productions and events for the theatre. So today, I would like to ask, I want to say, please come drop a note or have a conversation with me once again where you can phone in and we can have a conversation with each other. What do you feel as a child that is very important that Artscape must put on a stages or an event that you think that's important for Artscape to stage? But during COVID-19, we didn't stop engaging with children. We had children productions that we converted into radio productions. Yes, we were part of the community radio stations, and we had Flue, a children production that was staged from the prescribed work for grade 1 to grade 3 because it's important that children read but also come to the theater to see the characters coming to life and your imagination. Theater is important for morals. Theater is important to see your reaction and engage with other young people. But most of all is to say that you come to meet a friend, experience stories from other children, but also engage with other languages and also to build your confidence to be with other people.
As Arix Radio, we are looking to have a partnership with the Artscape. What are your thoughts on this?
Tamina, today indeed I would like Artscape to form a partnership with Rx that we can say to you that on a yearly basis, on a monthly basis, any show is really children friendly. So we would like to say, we would like to urge you to form a partnership with us, to come and visit the theatre, to make even suggestions. What type of children's shows would you like to experience, or come and have an event at Artscape? So for us, let's have a partnership, let's collaborate and make the theatre space even more accessible for children.
What words of encouragement do you have for the children in the hospital who want to get involved in theatre?
I would like to urge all young people to play an instrument, to engage with a drama group. If you like to draw, that you can, a visual artist come to you, or you can go for classes. And most important, if you want to do dancing, whether it's ballet, contemporary dancing, it is important that the arts are part of your life. Arts is there to build your confidence, to have a much broader worldview, to build you, your character, but it's about discipline, it's about practice, it's about to know your body and to know how you feel about the world.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
When you do have a disability, don't despair. I have polio. I wear a caliper. I dance. I do ballroom. I swim. But most of all, I've read. So if you're a youngster listening to me today, I use to read, and with reading, I have traveled through all parts of the world. So knowledge is important, and you only get knowledge through reading. So I would like to encourage everybody to read. Don't let your disability going to determine who you're going to become. You need to believe in yourself, and you need to say, I am who I am, but I'm going to make a difference in my life. And I am going to educate myself, and I am going to take small steps every single day, and I'm going to improve my grades, and every year I'm going to pass a subject and a grade, and every year I'm going to say to myself that I am going to make it in life. I wish you all the best, and hopefully, I'll see all the children that's listening today to this particular radio station, to see you at Artscape Theatre at the Foreshore, Cape Town. I'm Marlene Leroux, and bye-bye!